Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Sarah Sladek is our guest, great member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of XYZ University, author of several best-selling books, including Talent Generation and others. Sarah, tell us how we can find you online, please.
XYZUniversity.com.
All right. Can they find your books there?
Yes.
All right. So check that out. So we're talking about engagement, folks, and overlaying the need for engagement so people can get their job done and hopefully be happy in their job. And overlaying that with the pressures of the younger generations, not necessarily not being able to harvest all the fruit of engagement because they may be wanting to move on. You know, as employer, Sarah, we hope for engagement not just so that they'll do a good job, but so that they'll stay with us. But if the millennials, okay, even if they do a good job, they're not necessarily wanting to stay with the same employee for a long time. And then you've got the employee shortage situation going on. It's a tough time to be an employer today, isn't it?
Absolutely. We kind of have this perfect storm going on where there are, as a result of technology, there's just so many more career choices available to young people. Also, in the late 90s, schools really shifted their focus off of the trades and focused on pushing four-year college degrees and new career choices. And then we have all these boomers who are retiring, and the generation that follows them is much smaller. So we have this a retirement wave plus not enough of a skilled workforce and just kind of craziness going on.
Well, I tell you, I think there's going to be a reckoning coming in the economy. I'm concerned about this, Sarah, that there's going to be a reckoning. Mm-hmm. All the things that you just said are going to sort of collide in an intersection, and I think it's going to have an impact on the economy. I think some people are going to have some new expectations. I think some people are going to have to grow up, and I think until that happens, there's going to have to be some adjustments made, and it might be. It might be in the area of economic growth. What do you think?
Well, some economists are predicting a recession, another one, in 2020. And yes, I think, you know, we are on the front lines all the time listening to companies and even entire industries which are very concerned about their futures because they can't find the talent and they can't train the talent fast enough. And, you know, it's frustrating because we've long anticipated this retirement wave. We've known this for decades that this was going to happen. We knew that the generation following the boomer generation was much smaller. And yes, the millennial generation is quite large, but you know, it takes time to train people and to get them into certain careers. And we're just nearing this point where, yes, entire industries are at risk. And so, yes, that's going to affect our economy, undoubtedly.
One of the things that I've tried to get my audience to do over the last 20-plus years is to pay attention to the generational waves. You just described them very well. I mean, the generational waves are going to impact customers. They're going to impact management prospects. They're going to impact people who will buy our businesses. Are there going to be fewer people to buy all the baby boomer business? Are there going to be more closings than sales? Some research shows that the millennials are not as entrepreneurial as the baby boomer parents or grandparents. And so, you know, what's going to happen with that? These are all important things to pay attention to as you make your long-term plans, right?
Absolutely. Yes. There is a little bit of hope with Gen Z coming into the fold. The oldest Zs this year turned 22. So we're talking about teens and teens.
And they're different from millennials, aren't they?
They are. They are a little bit more entrepreneurial. They are more driven by saving money. They are more driven by hard work, quite frankly. So people will say that millennials are more of the dreamers. And these are more of the doers. So there's a little bit of hope for those small businesses out there in that regard.
And that's all part of the intersection I'm talking about. I mean, these two generations are going to collide. I've seen something funny in my operation. I've seen over the years a 30-year-old millennial get completely exasperated with a 24-year-old millennial in my own operation. So that's another collision
right.
That's going to happen when the Gen Zs and the Gen Ys sort of collide out there. That hasn't really happened yet. It's going to happen over the next 10 years, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, sooner than that, it'll start happening here within the next few years, yes.
It might even be fun to watch, Sarah. I don't know. Hey, Sarah, I need your website again, please.
Yes, xyzuniversity.com.
All right. The book is called Talent Generation. That's just one of her many books. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you for having me.
We've enjoyed having you here. Sarah Sladek, ladies and gentlemen, Sladek, if you're Googling her. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.